being good-hearted, replied politely, "I am desirous to obtain the most splendid carpet in the world. Just now it would be extremely useful to me." The toad, who had just spoken, called to a young toad, saying, "Maiden fairest, come to me. 'Tis a mortal here, you see. Let us speed all his desires. Give him what he requires." Immediately, the young toad fetched a large box. This the old one opened and took out an exquisite carpet, of so beautiful a design that it certainly could have been manufactured nowhere upon the earth. Taking it with grateful thanks, Dummling went up the flight of steps and was once more in the palace courtyard. The two elder brothers, being of the opinion that the youngest was so foolish that he was of no account whatever in trying to obtain the throne, for they did not think he would find anything at all, had said to each other, "It is not necessary for us to trouble much in looking for the carpet." So they took from the shoulders of the first peasant they came across a coarse shawl, and this they carried to their father. At the same time, Dummling appeared with his beautiful carpet, which he presented.